From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guests today have just released a brand new EP called Now Is the Time, and they join me from Brooklyn. It's Bandits on the Run. Hello, welcome to JPR. Thanks for doing this.
Hey,
thank you for having us.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. There are three of you, for folks obviously who have no visual to go along with it, Adrian, Sydney, and Regina. Mm-hmm. Let's start by just talking about your origin story, because it's kind of an interesting one and a so typically New York story of how the three of you got together.
Yes, absolutely. Very New York story. So Regina and I went to college together. We went to acting school together. So we go way back. And as soon as I graduated, I went to New York, and a few months later, I met Adrian in the subway busking. Just some guy with a guitar. I was like 22, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good.
A guy with a guitar who was playing really good songs.
Mm-hmm. And and then he started talking to me, and then we ended up hopping on the train to Brooklyn together, and kind of the rest is history. Regina moved to the city a few months after Adrian and I started hanging out and making music together, and I had really talked up to Regina to Adrian because Regina and I used to write songs together in school, like just for fun. Okay. Like once or twice a year we would get together and write a song for Intensive Arts, which is this sort of 2-week festival at our school where you can make anything, and we always chose to write a song together. So by the time Regina moved to New York, Adrian was just like, hi, nice to meet you. We're starting a band. And he was really excited.
And of course, from my perspective, I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing. You moved to New York and instantly you're in a band. How cool. I was like, I love New York.
That's the real New York experience.
Yeah.
But it's funny because actually Regina was kind of involved in me and Sydney meeting, because Sydney was going to a party that was supposed to be for Regina that night. Regina had to leave the city early. She had come to visit to kind of scope out New York. People had planned a party. Everybody went to a bar. Regina had to leave early, but like.
So I was like, Regina's not here. There's no point in staying. So I go to the train, and Adrian's there.
And that was why we were able to.
It's all
meet.
Very serendipitous. Yeah, there's
a lot of kismet involved. Mm-hmm. And we're happy it happened.
So Adrian, you were singing and playing guitar. Sydney, you are a cellist, if memory serves. And
yes.
Regina, you are, I guess, probably a pianist is the best way to describe you, though piano does not work well in the subway. So you play what, melodica, accordion, things that are more portable?
So I play melodica and an accordion, but actually those are new. When I first moved to New York, I didn't play any instruments. And so really it's Bandits that's like has helped. Made me learn, but yeah, we all sing, and I feel like that's kind of the backbone of what we do. Is you know,
For a while, Regina's first instruments were a shaky banana and a xylophone, and so we called her our player of toys.
Yeah. Player of toy instruments.
Yeah,
but now she's got a lot of them.
We've had one other band through our studios that got their start playing in the New York subway system, Moon Hooch.
Yes, they're awesome.
Great.
They've also kind of become an NPR darling, as you guys have. So when Bandits formed as the trio, did you continue to head down into the subway system and play in front of passerbys?
Oh, yeah, that was the first venue I thought we would actually go into. I really quickly, I think we had 2 or 3 songs that we knew how to play. And I was like, guys, come on, we're going to the subway. It's great. You don't even need to know how to play a full set. All you need is 15 minutes of material, because then the train comes.
And you have a whole new audience.
Which is true. But we were also like terrified to do it. But after the first time, we were just like, okay, this is really fun. We're meeting people. People are meeting us. It's a free space to practice and try things out. So honestly, up until COVID, really, we would go into the subway on and off. Mm-hmm. Even when we were playing bigger venues, it's like it's still our place of birth, kind of. But that translated really well. We've been to Europe a few times, and we've just like played on the street, and it's so nice to have a band that's mobile and we can play anywhere. You know, we don't need a bunch of electricity or anything. We're just like, we can just set up and do it. So I love that about our setup.
Let's set up and do it for our JPR Live session from afar. My guests are Bandits on the Run. The new EP is called Now Is the Time. What do you guys want to play first?
I think first we're going to play We Battle Giants.
So I've heard this EP. We've been playing it here on the station for a while now. And I would say of the songs on it, this is the most busky song in terms of like stomping and yelling and getting people's attention as they're walking by to grab their train. Is that fair?
I think that's completely fair. Yeah. Especially the OOO section. It works great in right some way.
On. All right, let's hear it. This is Bandits on the Run on JPR. That is We Battle Giants, Bandits on the Run, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That tune kicks off their new EP called Now Is the Time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Fun one.
So you started entering NPR's Tiny Desk contest like years back. And
the
in
first
19,
one.
Yeah, like 19 got elevated to like one of the, you know, top spots of notoriety. Again in 2020 got put on the short list. What has that done for you guys as a band that was literally just playing in the subway and doing some small tours?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's really stoked our egos. No. I mean, we love NPR. I've been listening to NPR since I was a wee babe, and it just was really, really cool to kind of get on that platform. We were able to do an interview for Weekend Edition, which was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, I mean, it was one of those moments where you look back and you're like, wow, this is the thing that I dreamed of when I was a kid.
Well, and even just having a catalog of us playing some of our favorite songs live in interesting places is so cool. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we have the music videos out for Love in the Underground and We Battle Giants, but our Tiny Desk videos have gotten way more views than our music videos at this point, because I think people just love seeing that live energy, and that's one of the things that we sort of pride ourselves on and champion ourselves on, is being able to do things live. So it's been great to sort of be able to like thumb through every Tiny Desk that we've done over the years and be like, wow, this is cool. This was us in, you know, 2016, and this is us now. And it definitely did help us in securing like a manager and an agent as well. Mm-hmm. So that's been super helpful.
Yeah, it's funny because like NPR definitely has a reputation for being a tastemaker. And I think that like, especially in our case, it really was true, where they like saw our submission, and then, you know, through their recognition and their praise, we definitely have gotten a lot of professional opportunities that we can directly trace back to that.
Yeah. Plus, there's a really, really cool community of people that enter the Tiny Desk contest. And people are, all the people that enter are also really supportive of each other. And so that community is nationwide. In some ways, it's almost global, even though the contest is only within the confines of the U.S. And so it's been really cool to like interact with those other contestants throughout the world, because they're really fun and really interesting. And a lot of them are so unique. So every time we go on tour, we're like kind of checking out, scoping where landing.
Speaking of unique, Roy Dodger, Bonanza Jellyfish, and Clarissa. What, for folks who are unfamiliar, explain what all of that is about.
So you've unearthed our bandit aliases. Because when we were just starting, we're all theater kids. We were kind of like, this is a whole world, whole universe.
Yeah.
And we're going to do musical stick-ups on the subway. And that was kind of the original idea. And so we all created these aliases, because every infamous bandit needs an AKA.
Right.
And so we all just kind of picked names very quickly. I mean,
it was definitely
like
one
5 minutes.
Kind of moments where it just falls down from the sky, and you're like, I'm Clarissa, and then, you know, all these years later, I'm like, I'm still Clarissa. But it's great because, you know, we they're sort of flexible. Sometimes we play shows and we are these characters, and sometimes they're sort of things that we like masks that we take on and off. And something that I've loved about bandit names is that when people come to our shows, like, we invite them to come up with a bandit alter ego. So all of our fans like have their own bandit names too. And it's really just an invitation to like not take life so seriously and play around a little bit and, you know, and just let loose.
And so the band name itself, Bandits on the Run, would seem to indicate that you guys were up to something nefarious. Are there strict rules in terms of what you can and cannot do in the subway system, how long you can be there? Like, do you have to go through a permitting process that you were avoiding, perhaps?
Maybe. I would say that we are chaotic good. And maybe not lawful good.
Was that like a nerdy D&D reference?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
None of us do D&D, but we've got friends who do it.
Oh, so yeah.
We understand the category.
We understand.
Yeah.
Right.
But no, you don't need a permit to play in the subway.
In New York City. It's different in different cities.
We've definitely played on the street in different cities and countries where people have been like, that's not technically legal, but we've never gotten kicked out.
Oh, one of my favorite times that's ever happened is we were busking in Ireland. We were busking in Dublin, and a police officer comes up to us and he says, you know, I saw you yesterday and I saw you today, and technically you're not supposed to play without a permit, but I really like your stuff. So you seem like you're just traveling through. So,
yeah,
you know, just so
like,
you know,
you
can't do this.
If you guys are leaving tomorrow, then it's fine. Just, you know, do your thing and then leave. We're like, all right, cool, thanks, but...
Will you play us another song?
Absolutely.
Heck yeah. This one's going to be a lullaby, although it's a little bit more amped than a typical lullaby, so I call it a rockabye. It's called Sing You to Sleep, and feel free to go to sleep, not if you're listening in your car, though.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right. This is Bandits on the Run on JPR Live Sessions.
Yeah, you've been through it all, honey. But no gun out now's walls try to keep me out. I know it's hard, darling. Head down your guard, darling. No, I can't change what's bringing you down. So down. But here it's just you and me. So let me give you comfort, please.
Bandits on the Run, my guests on JPR Live Sessions. That one's called Sing You to Sleep. Their new EP is Now Is the Time. Adrian Ensko, Sydney Shepherd, Regina Strayhorn are joining me today from New York. All three of you come from an acting background and have had a number of other gigs besides Bandits on the Run. Is Bandits on the Run like a side project for y'all, or is the acting becoming the side project as Bandits is gaining more traction? I mean, obviously, you know, I would ask that question, you know, aside from the events of the last 12-ish months. But where are you with balancing those two worlds?
Well, it's sort of funny. It kind of started, I think, as a side project, but it's really evolved into something that I think is, like, at the center of our hearts.
When we started Bandits, it really was a side project. It was a way to, you know, to create artistic product, to express ourselves artistically without relying on getting cast in a show.
Especially as an actor, you're so reliant on fate and on other people giving you a chance. Mm-hmm. And so Bandits was a way for, like, all of us to sort of take a chance on ourselves, you know, give ourselves what we needed to express ourselves. And we're all writers. We all write the songs for Bandits. So it's a very holistic incorporation of a lot of our talents.
It definitely did start as a side project, and now it really is kind of the core of who we are. And also we're also super close, you know. We're best friends, and Sydney and Adrian are partners, so it sort of feels like Bandits is at the center of what we do, and then we also, like, do other things that for our individualism and the things that pique our interest, but Bandits is what we always come back to.
But also we've been really lucky, especially with Adrian's career. He's been a series regular on this TV show called Dickinson for a couple of seasons, and that makes some okay money. So we've been able to, you know, travel and record and do some things that we were not able to do while we were just hustling and, you know, working multiple gigs and day jobs. So one definitely feeds the other in artistic ways and financial ways too. So that's been very lucky.
2020 plans. There was a South by Southwest thing scheduled that probably is maybe going to happen in the future if you can kind of keep on people's radars. Maybe if South by Southwest starts to come back. There was a tour with one of our favorite bands, Larkin Poe.
Yes.
Yeah,
we were going to open for them at Webster Hall.
Oh my God.
We're still upset. You can tell the way we said it. We're still upset about that.
Adrian, I read that you were going to appear in a musical based on the music of the Avett Brothers.
Yes.
Well, like, where's that project now sitting?
So that was going to go up at Berklee Rep in May, I think, or June of 2020. And of course, you know, the House of Cards came tumbling down. The great thing is that everybody in that project is really enthusiastic and very much planning to do it when it is safe for people to gather in a theater again. So that's like TBD, but possibly later in 2021. Or early 2022, but I don't think there's anything solid on the table right now.
And one project that did reach completion in 2020 was The Band at the End of the World.
Yeah, actually, that project would never have happened without
COVID.
Without COVID.
Yeah, we were doing a lot of live streams,
and
lot of musicians were, and a producer from a theater company in New York saw it, and she was like, "You guys are really, innovative in the way that you're doing these live streams. Would you be interested in making a musical film? Like, could we commission you to make a musical film?" And we were like, "Yeah, that sounds amazing." So,
With Prospect Theater Company, we made this 10-minute musical film that was filmed in a abandoned vaudeville theater. So it was a little bit meta to be talking about the loss of live performance in a space that was, I think, built in like the early 1900s that over the years had also lost its
performance buzz. Yeah, hadn't been used for 60 years. Like there was just so much dust, and they'd cleaned out a little bit of it, but mostly it was still pretty decrepit. Mm-hmm. And so we saw pictures of this space that they had access to, and we kind of built this post-apocalyptic musical around the space, which was just such a gift.
Where can folks see and hear that?
That's on the Prospect Theater Theater Company YouTube.
But if you just search Bandits on the Run, Band at the End of the World, it'll...
Find it. Mm-hmm. Well, I wish the best for you guys. I hope everything kind of starts to turn the corner and life gets back to some sense of normalcy so that you guys can hit the road and maybe head out our way.
Thank you. We love that.
You do.
We love that. I feel desperate to come to Oregon. I really do. I would love to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me today.
Sometime.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
My guests are Bandits on the Run. Their new EP is called Now is the Time. Adrian Ensco on guitar and vocals, Sydney Shepherd playing cello and vocals, Regina Strayhorn singing and playing everything else. Will you wrap up with one more tune for us?
Absolutely, yes.
Sure, certainly, yes. This last song is called Hurricane.
Rising.
Hurricane. That is Hurricane. Bandits on the Run join me today from their home in Brooklyn. The new EP is called Now Is the Time. Adrian, Sydney, Regina, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you so much. Our pleasure.